Video: Man upset about cancelled flight goes on carjacking spree, police say. By Amy Furr on November 6, 2022. A man allegedly went on a carjacking spree and crashed into several vehicles Friday in Salt Lake City due to changing travel plans. 20-year-old John Joseph Thomas Green grew upset when a worker at Salt Lake City International Airport informed him he could not purchase a same-day ticket to Denver, Colorado, Fox News reported Sunday. He was also accused of causing a disturbance due to a flight being canceled. Officers arrived early that morning and were told Green allegedly made a driver get out of an SUV before he drove away in the vehicle. Authorities said he then crashed the SUV into another car, turned around, and hit a BMW SUV. The suspect got out and allegedly tried to force a woman out of the BMW, but she resisted and her seatbelt kept her secure. People described their encounters with the suspect. Meanwhile, he then got back into the reportedly stolen SUV and took off, hitting another car and narrowly missing a building on his way. The Fox report continued. Following the crash, police said Green again ditched the SUV, carjacked a Dodge Durango and crashed into five vehicles on I-80. Investigators were working to determine whether Green used a firearm during this carjacking. When deputies caught up with Green, authorities said they heard him throwing rocks at vehicles along I-80 to get one to stop and spotted him actively try to carjack a fourth vehicle, a Toyota Tacoma. However, the driver removed the keys from the ignition to keep them out of Green's hands and it was not long before the suspect was apprehended. Photos showed the damaged vehicles following the spree. No one was hurt during the incidents, but Green was kept under observation at a hospital and will later be booked into jail regarding several charges. Meanwhile, soaring crime across President Joe Biden's America is one of the top issues for voters heading into the fast-approaching midterm elections, a Rasmussen Reports poll found in August.